Hey everyone, it's Richard Coop here and this is the Daddy-O Podcast. Now I've got an extra special episode for you today. This is really and truthfully, this is going to be my first ever podcast. I've been playing around with it a few times, admittedly, and just trying to find my voice a little bit, but this is the very first one. So this is always going to be a special one for me and maybe one, who knows, in the future that I'll be talking about and maybe recommending and sending a few of you guys back to listen to as an example of what it's like when you first start. I don't know, but I can see this being an extra special one in the future. So that's what I just wanted to obviously get across to you guys. Now, this episode, very first one, it makes sense that, I suppose, being the first Daddy-O podcast, that it's my origin story. So just to tell you a little bit about myself and Daddy-O as a community and how it's starting and just to clarify and give you a bit more information on that, really. So like I say, my name is Richard Coop and I've started a community, so the Daddy-O community. And when I say community, I mean obviously there's a website, there's a Facebook page, there's this podcast, and obviously there's other social media that you can follow me on as well, be it on Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever. I'll be on YouTube, I'll be on them all. And my origin story is really mainly just about what this is about, really, what Daddy-O is about, what it represents, what it means to me, and how I've come up with the idea and found myself where I am today. So first of all, let's rewind. Only a few weeks now, we're not going back years or anything. I'm not going to bore you with my family year story or anything like that. So just rewind a few weeks. I currently work for a family company that designs and sells kitchens. Not something I'm majorly passionate about, if I'm being honest, but it was a job when I was 19, when we first started the business back in 2001. And I liked the idea of having our own business. That was it. There was no passion there at all with regards to the kitchens. Fast forward to now, year 2019, and it's very hard. It's very, very hard. It's obviously, as we all know, the economy and the property crash back in 2007, I think it was now, and slowly but surely it's made it a lot harder for a lot of businesses, especially the brick and mortar ones out there, and we're no different. And basically, I started to, because of the way things were happening and because of the lack of money in business out there, I've started to work more and more from home. Save money on fuel, really, to be honest with you, and just trying to use a bit of common sense a lot, what I can do from home. So I've started to work from home more, on my laptop, doing the designs, doing the quotes, speaking to customers, and as I'm doing it, obviously because of the way things are out there and because of how hard it is, I'm realizing that I don't want to be doing it. It's not what I want to do, and nothing to do with the work or anything like that. I've always been happy to work hard and you know, give everything my all. I've always done that, but I've never really been overly passionate about the industry. And when you're at home and it's quieter, you know, you've not got customers there, you've not got other work colleagues or anything like that, you start to reflect, you start to think. And obviously, because money's tight, I'm obviously looking at other options as well. I'd be foolish not to. I have a wife and two young children, so I'm just sort of like keeping my eyes and ears open at the same time for any other new opportunities that might present themselves. And when you start doing that, obviously, and I'm sure a lot of you have been in similar boats, you start, one of the best places to start is just to start thinking about what you enjoy, you know, what you are passionate about. Because, you know, if you're going to take this leap, if you're going to change, if you're going to get a new job or start your own business, you know, it makes sense that, you know, you try and create something or do something in an industry that you enjoy, that you're passionate about. Sometimes that's easier said than done, and a lot of us out there just kind of like fall into our work, and then 20 years later we're still there. But I didn't want to do that. I've done the same thing for the last 18, 19 years now, and I didn't want to make that mistake again. So I'm sat at home one day, I'm doing the designs for a few clients, and every now and again I'm getting up and I'm tidying my daughter's bedroom, let's just say. I'm sat here and I notice some of her teddies on the floor, something like that. So I'm having to get up and do that. I'm distracted by it. And at first it's a bit of a frustration. You know, I'm supposed to be doing work, I'm supposed to be generating more business, and I'm getting distracted by a lot of these smaller everyday things. The same with my son. I'll notice that he's left his computer on downstairs and it's there humming away in the background, so I'm turning that off. And when I'm turning that off, I notice there's a big pile of washing that needs to be done, and all the other family-related jobs, I suppose, that we all have to do and get involved with on a daily basis. And this goes on for, you know, a few days. And as I'm doing this, and I'm still thinking about what I'd like to do, I'm actually noticing that I'm actually choosing to do these things over my actual work, which is insane because I've got no money. The debts are mounting up because I'm having to use my own credit card to help keep this business going. So not only am I not getting paid on a regular basis, but I'm using my own card to actually help keep the business afloat. And so common sense says I'd spend every spare minute and hour, God sends, just trying to generate a bit more business and a bit more money. But I'm not doing, and I'm doing these other non-important things, and that's when I started realizing as I'm doing them that, wait a minute, I'm actually enjoying this. You know, I like is an understatement. I love being a dad. I love spending time with my children. I love getting involved. I'm so proud of them. You know, I'm doing the schooling twice a day at the moment, again, because I'm at home. It just makes sense. My wife's out working herself, so I'm doing all those sort of things. I'm doing the packed lunches, all those sort of like everyday little things that you take for granted, you don't really think about. But because I'm in the position I'm in at the moment, I'm thinking about all these sort of things a lot more, and thinking of what I'm passionate about personally and starting my own business possibly. And it all just started to fall into place. It was like, well, that is what I'm passionate about. Being a dad to my two children and everything related to it. I love going out with them. I love spending time with them. I'm so proud of them when I'm watching them. And they both do martial arts. They're both part of a local taekwondo club, which I am as well. And I'm so proud of them when I'm watching them compete and learn the new patterns and the new moves. I'm proud of them when I watch them in a school play. And it gets me excited, and I feel like that's kind of like my thing. And that's when I started thinking about the whole, well, is it possible to create a business and a community around that, around the whole sort of like fatherhood and family, you know, under that umbrella? So I start looking, and yeah, I think it is. You know, it seems like it's a very popular topic. A lot of people need inspiration, for instance, on what to do with the children one weekend. How to express the love of them on a regular basis. Just little everyday things like how to actually communicate with your children, because that's a whole new subject altogether, that is. But that can be tricky sometimes, as we all know. And there seems to be a bit of a hole, a bit of a void out there. There didn't seem to be too many people talking about it. You know, and there's some people that are good at these things, others that aren't quite as good. And I thought, you know what? I think this is something that people need a bit of help with, and somewhere where they can go to discuss their ideas and to get advice. You know, maybe even just buy the children something. You know, you want to get them something. They're just a small gift or something like that, you know, that means something. And that is where I am as we speak. And I hope you'd all happily join me on this journey. I'm building the website as we speak. I'm building the Facebook page as we speak. This is my very first podcast, which again, I'm hoping over time is going to provide a lot of value for all the other dads out there that are looking for, whether it's just a bit of entertainment, whether it's a bit of advice or help, whatever it might be, anything. Any of the dads out there that have young children that have a question, have a query, or like I say, just want to be entertained, then and this will be the place to be, and that's what I'd like to create. Now, I'm going to have to obviously work at the same time and get another job if the business I'm currently in, you know, eventually fails, which it certainly feels like that at the moment. So we'll see. So there's going to be one podcast a week to begin with. I'm going to be doing this in my spare time. You know, I'll be getting up early in the mornings before I go to work, and putting a bit of work in there. Likewise, I'll be doing it at the other end of the day when my children are in bed. Because I don't obviously want to do it too much work during those couple of hours when they come home from school, because I want to be with them. I want to be helping them with the homework. I want to be playing games with them and things like that, and spending that time, because we don't get that time back. We all know that. It absolutely flies by. Again, anyone listening to this who's got children will know and appreciate and understand that. It's like 1 minute they're just learning to walk, the next minute they're bringing homework back that you, and you have no clue how to help them. You're looking at it and think, how on earth do you do that, son? That's not how I was taught at school. You know, it just flies by. So so that's what Daddy-O means to me, and that's what I'm going to create. And I thought it was important that for a first podcast, I started here. I can't go too far back or too and give you too many stories at this stage because it's very much brand new. But I'm hoping that all the dads out there that you know, that enjoy listening to podcasts and enjoy being part of this community and swapping stories, things, I'm hoping that you'll all subscribe and get involved and join me on this journey with me, and then what, hopefully one day we'll be able to look back at this and look what we've managed to create between all of us over these years. So it's a very special one for me, this podcast. Like I say, it's the first one. It's explaining exactly what I'm aiming to create with this. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can go onto the website as we speak if you're looking at gifts or clothing or anything like that where you want to actually, share your love for your children and almost promote that, you know, where you sort of like, you're proud of them, you love them, and you're not afraid to let the world know that, then please check out the website, daddyo.co.uk. Have a look on there. My blog will also be on there as well, which will, in the future, will have a lot of information there as well, and help and advice and entertainment for you. So just keep an eye on that one. Join the Facebook community. Join the Facebook community, the Daddy-O Facebook community as well. Follow me on Instagram. I think the more dads, fathers, that is, that we get involved with this, the better and greater a place it will be. So please feel free to pass this on to anybody else as well that you think might also want to get involved and help build this Daddy-O community, because it could be something really great. It's hard to sell too much of this early stage because, like, for that reason, it's an early stage. There's not too much on there at the moment, but if we can get a lot involved, just talking, following, swapping stories, maybe asking a few questions, advice, having an issue with your son or daughter, a particular topic that you're not sure about, then I'm sure putting it on there, there'll be so many that will be happy to help and advise accordingly, and just make like this whole fatherhood journey a little bit easier, because it can be tricky at times. It can be. So please, like I say, subscribe, follow us on social media, check out the website, and I really, really appreciate it and look forward to speaking to you all soon. Thank you, take care, and I'll speak to you again next week.